Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Toby and Emma with your 8 a.m. Deadlines. The Chris Afulli government is set to ban drug testing in Queensland, holding firm to a zero-tolerance approach to illicit drugs. The Loop Australia's checkpoint sites in Brisbane and the Gold Coast were shut down last year after the Chris Afulli government failed to renew funding. A Brisbane clinic in Bowen Hills was set to reopen this month, but Deputy Premier Jared Blay vowed to shut it down if the plan took action. Pill testing checkpoints provide an important middle ground connecting people with health professionals that can save lives whilst providing important information on health and addiction. The Loop Australia's CEO Cameron Francis said, quote, "All we are asking for is a meeting with the government before they make irreversible legislative changes that could put Queensland lives at risk." Data from Checkpoint showed that between 2024 and 2025, the service tested 1,200 drug samples from almost 700 individuals. Opposition leader Stephen Miles is against the LNP government's ban, saying, quote, "Everyone agrees pill testing saves lives."
A man has been charged with threatening to kill Brisbane-based pro-Palestinian rally organiser Reeman Aghi. Police said that counter-terrorism detectives arrested a 43-year-old man in West End on Thursday, the 18th of September. They allege the man made threats on August 14th and August 18th. Reeman Aghi said that anyone who tries to intimidate women calling for justice is appalling, and that, quote, "I won't be intimidated by men or anyone who's trying to silence me for my advocacy for justice and human rights," end quote. Ms. Aghi said she would not be stepping back from her role.
And in national news, the clock is ticking as the outback Queensland mining town of Mount Isa waits for an answer that will determine its economic future. Mining giant Glencore is threatening to cease production at the Mount Isa copper smelter and Townsville refinery due to financial issues to maintain the sites. Glencore is calling for the federal government to pay for the rebrick of the over 70-year-old smelting infrastructure to continue operations until 2030. The potential end of copper smelting could cost the North Queensland region 600 direct jobs, while economic peak body Townsville Enterprise estimates more than 17,000 indirect jobs would be lost. State Member for Treasurer Robbie Catter said that the Northwest is now in its 11th hour. Mr. Catter said, quote, "It's not just the community, it's an entire region that's crying out for help."
The Albanese government has committed to a 2035 climate change target, announcing a goal for emission reduction that mixes positive action with practical changes. Claiming that this is a failure, environmentalists are critiquing the lack of concrete plans to achieve the target, whilst agencies like the Grattan Institute see this as not environmentally acceptable point blank. With their net zero by 2050 plan, emissions will need to steadily decline from 2030 to 2050. This 2035 target is between 62% and 70%, or below Australia's 2005 emission level. Achieving this target will require a large-scale implementation of policies that have not been addressed to date. However, this announcement has aligned with advice delivered by the Climate Change Authority. So could it all be worth it in the end?
And in international news, here's something you wouldn't have heard before. Protests have erupted in France over austerity measures introduced by the Macron government. The measures, which were introduced under former Prime Minister Francois Bayrou, were aimed at saving the equivalent of $78 billion Australian dollars. Union officials and public servants rallied against the policy, calling instead for higher taxes on the wealthy, pension reform, and higher spending on public services. Protests also took aim at the current French President Emmanuel Macron, with many calling for his resignation. Herve Renard, a 57-year-old union activist present at the protest, compared the president to France's former emperor, saying, quote, "Macron Napoleon is listening to no one." The French CGT union estimated 1 million people took part in the strikes, making them the largest demonstration since 2023.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon and evening. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZ.org.au.